This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Fernat, alendronate sodium. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Fernat. It is particularly important that you read the sections when to take it and how to take it before you take this medicine. This leaflet does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have benefits and risks. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Fernat against the benefits expected for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with your medicine. You may need to read it again. What Fernat is used for? Fernat is used to treat osteoporosis. This condition is caused by changes in the way bone is normally maintained. How does Fernat work? Fernat belongs to a group of non-hormonal medicines called bisphosphonates. Fernat works by slowing down the process of old bone being removed, which allows the bone-forming cells time to rebuild normal bone. Fernat not only helps prevent the loss of bone, but actually helps to rebuild bone and makes bone less likely to fracture. Thus, Fernat prevents or reverses the progression of osteoporosis. Fernat starts working on the bone cells immediately, but measurable effects on bone mass may not be seen for several months or more. Understanding bone. Bone is living, growing tissue. Throughout life, our bodies are breaking down old bone and rebuilding new bone in a continuous cycle. Until our late 20s, while bones are still developing, we gain bone by building more than we lose. From then until about age 35, the process is usually in balance, so that the amount of bone lost is about equal to the amount that is replaced. This balanced process keeps your skeleton healthy and strong. After about age 35, this balance is disturbed, with bone loss occurring at a slightly faster rate than it can be replaced. In women, after menopause, hormonal changes cause bone loss at an even faster rate. When bone loss is excessive, bones can become thinner and weaker, and therefore are more likely to break. Osteoporosis. Osteo means bone, and porosis means something that has holes in it, like a sponge. Therefore, osteoporosis is a disease which causes bones to become more porous, gradually making them weaker, more brittle and likely to break. Osteoporosis is common in postmenopausal women. The menopause occurs when the ovaries virtually stop producing the female hormone, estrogen, or are removed, which may occur, for example, at the time of a hysterectomy. At this time, bone is removed faster than it has formed, so bone loss occurs, and bones become weaker. The earlier a woman reaches the menopause, the greater the risk of osteoporosis. Osteoporosis also occurs in men, but is less common than in women. Osteoporosis can also occur in people receiving corticosteroid medicines. If taken in high doses, or for a long period of time, corticosteroid medicines can cause bone to be removed faster than it has formed. This causes loss of bone and therefore, bones become weaker and are more likely to break. Maintaining bone mass and preventing further bone loss are important to keep your skeleton healthy. Early on, osteoporosis usually has no symptoms. However, if left untreated, it can result in broken bones, also called fractures. Although fractures usually cause pain, fractures of the bones of the spine may go unnoticed until they cause height loss. Fractures may occur during normal, everyday activity, such as lifting, or from minor injury that would not ordinarily fracture normal bone. Fractures usually occur at the hip, spine, or wrist and can lead not only to pain, but also to considerable deformity and disability, such as stooped posture from curvature of the spine, and loss of mobility. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Fernat has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed Fernat for another reason. Fernat is available only with a doctor's prescription. Fernat is not addictive. Before you take Fernat, you should know that in some people, Fernat can irritate or burn the food pipe, also called esophagus. The chances of this happening should be reduced when you follow the instructions for how to take Fernat on the next page. When you must not take it. Do not take Fernat if you have an allergy to alendronate or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You have certain disorders of the food pipe, esophagus including those that cause difficulty in swallowing. You are unable to stand or sit upright for at least 30 minutes. Your doctor has told you that you currently have low blood calcium. Your dentist advises you to consult your doctor first. Do not take Fomat if you are pregnant or breastfeeding. Fomat has not been studied in pregnant or breastfeeding women. Do not give Fomat to a child. Safety and effectiveness of this medicine in children have not been established. Do not take Fomat after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start taking Fomat, talk to your doctor. Before you start to take it, tell your doctor if you are pregnant, or you plan to become pregnant, or breastfeeding. You have any medical conditions, especially the following: kidney disease, swallowing, or digestive problems, such as ulcers. You have any allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. You have dental or jawbone problems, or are planning to have a course of dental surgery. You currently smoke or have been a smoker in the past. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before you start taking Fomat. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you get without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines are likely to interfere with the absorption of Fomat if taken at the same time. These include antacids, medicines used to treat indigestion, calcium supplements, vitamins. These medicines may be affected by Fomat or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Therefore, take Fomat at least 30 minutes before taking any of these or other medicines to make sure there is no problem with absorption. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure whether you are taking any of these medicines. You can take aspirin while you are being treated with Fomat. However, both aspirin and Fomat may increase the chance of stomach upsets. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Fomat. How to take Fomat. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box or bottle, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take. Take Fomat only when prescribed by your doctor. The usual dose of Fomat is 170 mg tablet once a week. How to take it. Take Fomat after getting up for the day. Do not take it at bedtime. Swallow one tablet whole with a full glass of plain water only. Do not take any food, medicines, or drinks other than plain tap water with your Fomat. It is important to take Fomat with plain water only, not mineral water. Food, other drugs, mineral water and other drinks, including fruit juices, coffee, and tea, will reduce the effect of Fomat by interfering with the absorption into the body. Stay upright for at least 30 minutes after swallowing Fomat, and do not take any food, medicines, or drinks other than plain tap water during this time. Do not lie down immediately after swallowing it. It is important to stay upright, sitting, standing, or walking around for at least 30 minutes after swallowing your tablet. It is also very important to stay upright until after you have eaten your first food of the day. These actions will help make sure your tablet reaches your stomach quickly and help reduce the potential for irritation to your food pipe, esophagus. Fomat is effective only if taken when your stomach is empty. Food, drinks other than plain water, and other medicines will lessen the effect of Fomat by interfering with its absorption into the body. Do not chew or suck on a tablet of Fomat. Mouth ulcers may occur if the tablet is chewed or dissolved in the mouth. When to take it. Choose the day of the week that best fits your schedule. Every week, take one tablet of Fomat on your chosen day. How long to take it for? It is important that you continue taking Fomat for as long as your doctor prescribes. Fomat can only treat your osteoporosis by helping prevent further loss of bone and continuing to rebuild bone if you take it every week. If you forget to take it, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose the following morning. If you take the forgotten tablet after you have eaten or had a drink, Fomat will not work as well as it should. Therefore, it is better to skip the dose that you missed. If you are not sure about what to do, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. If you have trouble remembering to take your Fomat, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much, overdose, immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 1-3-1-1-2-6. for advice, or go to accident and emergency at the nearest hospital, if you think that you, or anyone else may have taken too much Fonat. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort, or poisoning. If you take too many tablets at one time, drink a full glass of milk. Do not induce vomiting. Do not lie down while you are taking Fonat. Things you must do. If you develop difficulty or pain upon swallowing, chest pain, or new or worsening heartburn, stop taking Fonat and call your doctor. If you become pregnant while taking Fonat, stop taking the tablets and tell your doctor. Tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Fonat if you are about to be started on any new medicine. Tell your dentist that you are taking Fonat if you develop a toothache or require a dental procedure. Tell your doctor if you develop new or unusual pain in your leg. Rarely, patients have experienced fracture in a specific part of the thigh bone. Make sure you have an adequate intake of calcium in your diet. Your doctor, dietitian, or pharmacist can tell you what foods you should eat. Visit your doctor regularly so they can check on your progress. Things you must not do. Do not give Fonat to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Things to be careful of. There have been side effects reported with alendronate that may affect your ability to drive or operate machinery. Individual responses to alendronate may vary. See side effects. Things that would be helpful for your osteoporosis. Some self-help measures suggested below may help your osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about these measures and for more information. Exercise can be helpful in building and maintaining strong bones. Regular exercise such as a brisk walk is a good idea. Talk to your doctor before you begin any exercise program. Diet, eat a balanced diet. You may need to increase the amount of calcium in your diet by eating calcium-rich foods or taking a calcium supplement. Your doctor will advise you. Smoking appears to increase the rate at which you lose bone and, therefore, may increase your risk of fracture. Your doctor may ask you to stop smoking or at least cut down. Alcohol. Your doctor may advise you to cut down the amount of alcohol you drink. If you drink excessively on a regular basis, you may increase your risk of developing osteoporosis. Side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Fonat. Fonat helps most people with osteoporosis, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor if you notice any of the following and they worry you. Stomach pain, gas in the stomach or bowel, wind, an uncomfortable feeling in the stomach or belching after eating, also called dyspepsia or heartburn. Feeling sick, nausea, vomiting, constipation, diarrhea, headache, unusual tiredness or weakness, aching muscles, joints, and, or bones, which rarely can be severe. Flu-like symptoms typically at the start of treatment, such as aching muscles, generally feeling unwell and rarely fever. Swelling of joints. Dizziness, or spinning sensation. Swelling of hands, ankles, or feet. Hair loss. Changes sense of taste. Most of these are the more common side effects of Fonat. For the most part, these have been mild. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of the following. Skin rash, or redness of the skin, sometimes made worse by sunlight, itchiness, mouth ulcers, blurred vision, pain, or redness in the eye. Symptoms of low blood calcium levels including muscle cramps, or spasms, or tingling sensation in the fingers, or around the mouth. New, or unusual pain in your hip, or thigh. These side effects are rare, and very rarely, may be serious. Tell your dentist and doctor immediately if you notice any of the following. Jawbone or dental problems, including toothache. Jawbone problems may include infection and delayed healing after a tooth extraction or other work that involves drilling into the jawbone. These side effects are rare and may be serious. If any of the following happen, stop taking Fonat and tell your doctor immediately. Difficulty or pain upon swallowing. Chest pain. New or worsening heartburn. These side effects may be due to irritation or ulceration of the food pipe. They may worsen if you continue taking the tablets. Rarely, these side effects may be serious. If any of the following happen, stop taking Fonat and tell your doctor immediately or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Swelling of the face. lips, mouth, throat, or tongue which may cause difficulty in breathing or swallowing. Pinkish, itchy swellings on the skin, also called hives or nettle rash. Severe skin reactions. Black tar-like and or bloody stools. These may be serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. These side effects are rare. If you have the swelling described above, you may be having a serious allergic reaction to Fonat. Rarely, stomach or duodenal ulcers, some severe have occurred, but it is not known whether these were caused by Fonat. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some patients. Tell your doctor if you notice any other effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. After taking Fonat, storage. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the blister pack, they may not keep well. Keep Fonat in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze the product. Do not store it or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine, or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Product description. What it looks like. Fonat comes as a white biconvex tablet, debossed AD70 on one side and G on the reverse. Fonat is available in a blister pack containing 4 tablets. Ingredients. Active ingredient. 91.37 mg alendronate sodium trihydrate equivalent to 70 mg alendronic acid per tablet. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Povidone. Crocarmylose sodium. Magnesium stearate. Fonat contains trace quantities of sulfites and sugars as lactose. Supplier. Fonat is supplied in Australia by Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. Australian registration numbers. Fonat 70 mg blister pack. Austar 134702. This leaflet was prepared in April 2024. Fonat_CMI/APR24/00.